It is unfortunate. I hear way more issues with Yaesu than I do with even the Chinese radios. I've got a VX6R that's been rock solid. I've got an FP60 that's rock solid. Sean knows how much I hate the FP5. My FTM150 has been good, knock on wood. I had an FTM500 that was a lemon. I've had two 891s, both of them were fine. And my 710, I love that radio. So, you know, it's hit or miss. I don't have a ton of use on the 710, and I didn't have a ton of use on the 891. My first one was used, though, so that one, I imagine, got used quite a bit, and I did a lot of POTA with it, and it was totally fine. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's the older radios that, you know, have some issues, or I know the 991A has been plagued since it came out. But, yeah, it's hard. You know, I was looking at that new Yaesu radio that just came out for an ungodly amount of money, and I just don't think I could ever gamble on that money with Yaesu.